Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Week 6 of the High School Football Shows. And the Memorial Tigers still 5-0 after they get to the halfway point this past Friday night with a 38-6 win over the Harrison Warriors. They will be at Enloe Field on Friday night as they will take on the Bossy Bulldogs. It'll be Bossy's home game coming up this week. John Hurley will join us. We'll talk about the win over the Warriors in this week's game with Bossy when this Memorial Show continues on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball-sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loaner cars. Menke's ASE-certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in New Bern. Back here on the Memorial Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, head coach John Hurley joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, thanks for a few minutes of your time. Well, coach, you reached the halfway point of the football season. Everybody guaranteed at least 10. You've got 5 in the books. You're 5-0. 38-6 win over the Harrison Warriors this past Friday night. Overall, just thoughts on that game?
thought, you know, it being a halfway point in the year, you know, we're excited, obviously, to be 5-0, but just working to trying to get better each week, you know, trying to stay healthy, and, you know, especially after this last one when you have a rain lightning delay in the middle of the game, and just seeing how kids respond. And, you know, so far I feel like our kids are responding more and more maturely each week.
Well, again, it was a contest where you got up 38-0, so running clock. Harrison scores there in the final play of the third quarter, and then neither team able to put any points on the board in the fourth quarter. But as you said, the game kind of interrupted late night. Just, you know, you go in and I guess you talk to your players. I mean, what kind of consumes the time for coaches to players when you're in a gym waiting for the weather to clear out?
Well, we started in the locker room, but there's no air conditioning in the locker rooms at Inlow. So we went on one side of the gym. Harrison went on the other side of the gym, but then Harrison's students came in the gym as well. So just keeping kids separated was a big focus there for a while. And then we kind of went through some things that we felt like we could have done better in the first half. But for the most part, we try to get kids just relax and stay calm and kind of focus on what we're going to do. And we were hoping, you know, it wouldn't be much over an hour, and we're pretty fortunate that's really what it worked out to be, about 45 minutes, 50 minutes before we could get back out. And then from that point, just getting everybody's minds right to get back in the game.
How much of a challenge is that from a coaching staff? I mean, again, you got kids, you focus all week on the task at hand. You get out there and you go through warm-ups, you play a little bit, then there's that interruption, and we're talking, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. And so – again, just to kind of go back out, warm up, go through that whole process again to get started, much of a challenge for coaches?
You know, unfortunately, we've been through this before. You know, on the fortunate side of it, I guess, we haven't had a whole lot of turnover over the years in our coaching staff. So we've been a part of a few games like this, and there's been times when we didn't handle it near as well as we did on Friday night. You know, it was one year we played Wrights, and we jumped out on top of them, end up with about a 45-minute break, and then the wheels came off after that. So our focus is really to try to, you know, we don't need to go in and give fire and brimstone speeches or anything like that. But if we were making mistakes in the first half, address those, make sure everybody's on the same page, and then really get kids to kind of calm and get their minds right before they go back out. And it's a tough situation when you have so many people in one area. There's not a lot of supervision. So, you know, you got to kind of spread your coaching staff around a little bit to make sure your kids take care of themselves and stay where they're supposed to be.
Well, the thing of it is, I mean, you look at the stats of that game and, you know, just kind of, you know, you guys do what you had to do to win the football game. You know, Luke has a couple touchdown passes in the game, and Dylan runs for, you know, nearly 100 yards. I think he finished with about 89 or 90 yards in the game. So, I mean, offensively, kind of pedestrian, if you would. But, I mean, your defense, you know, other than the modern day game where they scored 21 points, I mean, you know, Jasper got 14, but – you know, to hold Harrison to six, we talked about some of their athleticism last week. This defense right now giving up about 9 points a game. You're going to win a lot of football games when you allow an opponent less than 10 points.
No, that's pretty phenomenal, actually, in, you know, today's game with as much wide open as it is, with teams throwing the ball and running the ball, spreading it around for, you know, Coach Johnson and the defensive staff to have those guys in the position that they've been week in and week out. You know, and, you know, the one thing that I don't get real caught up in stats and, you know, like, you know, as far as having a shutout, I think it's great, but also developing that next wave of kid is a big deal too. And when you have an opportunity to get kids in the game and be able to develop that next set, I think that's important for us, especially, you know, trying to continue and going down the line and continue and maintaining what we've built. I think it's important to get those kids in the game. So they've done a good job. But, you know, we always want to try to keep the shutout, or we want to score no matter who we're rotating in. But we're also not going to lose our mind when we're able to get younger kids in the game and help develop them.
All right, we'll come back with more of this edition of the Memorial Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for?
Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show, Week 6, our players segment, we will feature senior right guard Kingston Rashi. Kingston, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good.
All righty. Well, yeah, you guys are 5-0 right now. Had a big win against the Harrison Warriors the other night, 38-6. Just kind of your overall thoughts on the win over the Warriors.
Well, I think we played well as a team that day, but we kind of started slow. But after our rain delay, we got it together and just did really well together.
How difficult is it to kind of go through that? I mean, everybody had to this past Friday night. All the games, there was a delay. But, you know, when you kind of go in the gym and, you know, you kind of get out of the ordinary routine, I mean, how difficult is it? Or is it even difficult to kind of come back out, stretch, and get ready to resume play?
I mean, yeah, it's kind of difficult because we kind of get loose. We had to get loose in 10 minutes. So we had to get loose pretty quick. That could be hard for us.
Talk about this offense right now, Kingston, because, I mean, you guys, through five games, 167 points so far, running game with Dylan. You know, Luke right now is passing, and he's got some wide receivers that are catching the football. I mean, I know Coach Hardy always talks about, you know, consistency. Do you feel right now that the consistency is getting better each week with this Memorial offense?
I would say, yeah, I think we're getting more consistent as we go on through the year.
And what do you think has contributed to that? Just reps and being together and, you know, as far as you guys, the offensive line, the communication that you guys have when you see different sets, does all that kind of play into developing better consistency each week?
I would say, yeah, that's a good factor to it. But also, like, us getting a lot of reps together and being really close to each other is really helping us move along.
All right, you guys are 5-0. Ranked pretty high in the state in 3A. I know the rankings don't mean much, and I know Coach Hurta doesn't talk about that during the week, but you start the second half of the campaign. You're at Enloe Field. You'll be the visiting team Friday night against Bossy. Just your thoughts as this offense and the offensive line prepares for Bossy's front seven defensively.
Well, I think we need to lock in sometimes because we can goof off, but they have a good front seven, and if we can get our job done, it'll be a good game.
Well, the thing of it is, I mean, everybody knows that Memorial and Bossy, I mean, you guys are in the same neighborhood. You probably got friends over there and guys that maybe were on some youth league teams when you were growing up. So how do you just kind of put that friendship aside for 48 hours and go out there and try and take care of business Friday night?
Yep. We kind of have to put ourselves away at sometimes, but then after the game we can come back together.
Okay. All right, well, that's good. I mean, you take a look now when we're kind of in the middle of the season here, Kingston, and, you know, at least five more games left to go, and I know you guys are hoping there's a lot more than just five more games left, but how do you just kind of prepare each and every week? You've got an opponent now, Bossy, that's coming in. They're struggling a little bit this year, but to take them as serious as you would any other opponent.
Yeah, we got to practice hard because it helps you through the week, and then Friday just helps you. And then stay locked in, watch a lot of film, know what they're going to do, know what you're going to do, and that'll help you execute on Friday night through the weeks.
All right. What do you think, any specific keys to this game on Friday night with Bossy, just with their athleticism that they have? But, I mean, what will this offensive line have to do to give Luke time to throw, Dylan and the running backs lanes to run through? I mean, what will be some of the keys for the offensive line?
Well, I think we need to stay physical and keep on our blocks to help Luke and help Dylan get some running lanes.
All right. Well, Kingston, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much, and all the best as you guys take on Bossy on Friday.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Kingston Rashi from the Memorial Tigers offensive lineman. We'll come back at the Scouting Report on the Bulldogs from head coach John Hardy when this Memorial Show continues on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bentleyer Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentleyer Land.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball-sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loader cars. Menke's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh. Welcome back to the Memorial Football Show with this Tuesday afternoon. As the Tigers, they'll be at Elo Field tonight. They'll be the Friday night. They'll be the designated visiting team. They'll take on the Boise Bulldogs. Well, John, the neighbors down a little bit south of you guys on Lincoln Avenue, they're struggling a little bit this year. They're 0-5. Coach Mullen, a very young football team. He's got a lot of freshmen, sophomores, and some inexperienced juniors on that team. But kind of like last week, I mean, these kids grow up with one another, and they play youth leagues and everything else. I mean, 5-0 against 0-5, it really doesn't matter because it's Memorial and Boise.
Yeah, I tell you, I think they've done a nice job the last couple weeks. You know, they've been in the games and really challenging some, you know, better teams in our conference up until halftime. And then, you know, I don't know if run out of gas or turnovers catch up with them, but they do a lot of dynamic things offensively to make play and allow kids to make plays. And defensively, they're going to make you be accountable for your gaps and make sure that, you know, you account for them as well. So, you know, we're going to have to make sure we're prepared, because, you know, they're going to knock somebody off at some point in time because they're just doing too many things the right way to not.
Well, and you look, yeah, I mean, last week they get beat, 49-12, I think, to North. But, I mean, it's a one-possession game at halftime, and I think that's one thing Coach Mullen has talked about is getting 48 minutes out of their kids. But, again, maybe depth and everything else kind of goes into a lot of different factors. But, you know, just talking to your team right now, about your team, you know, 5-0, you get ready to take on a Boise team. You know, again, at this point, I think they can probably kind of play free and easy a little bit. I mean, all the pressure, I guess, would be on Memorial because everybody's expecting the Tigers to win this football game. How do you prepare your team this week?
Well, I mean, every week we kind of talk about the same way. You get one opportunity to go out and show your wares, so to speak. You know, you get one game a week, and we're going to prepare for that one game all week. So we want to go out and show that we're able to comprehend what we've been working out and execute it. Because really, each week's building up to that first game of sectional, and we're looking to get better each week, and the only way to do that is come out and execute against Boston.
All right, so we're halfway through this season right now. As you analyze your team, John, just areas that you feel that you still need to clean up. I always refer back to, you know, you telling me over the years nobody's hanging championship banners in September. So what parts of the football team right now, the program, do you feel that you guys, you know, have to address and clean up heading into the second half of the season?
Well, I think it's important to continue to work on our depth and making sure that, you know, we're in a position where if we have somebody go down, that we're in a position to have somebody that can go in and execute the assignments prepared. The other thing is just consistent execution and consistent play. That's the one thing, you know, we have some, I wouldn't call them mountains and valleys, but we have some rolling hills through the course of some games. And, you know, as we go along in this, it's, you know, you want to achieve what you want to achieve, you got to kind of flatline that a little bit so you're consistent.
All right, you take a look. I mean, personnel-wise, through 5 weeks, I mean, again, knock on wood for Memorial, you guys have been pretty much injury-free, I think, most of the season. After 5 weeks of the SIAC, how's the overall health of the team?
Not bad. You know, I think, our fullback, Gino Amini, is a little dinged up right now. We'll see how he works for this week. But for the most part, you know, guys have bumps and bruises. But to continue into, you know, Saturday's a big rehab day for us, and then we try to get it to the point where you get to Monday, Tuesday, you're operating as close to full strength as you possibly can. So as we go through the week, you know, we look to get better each day.
John, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. As always, thanks so much. All the best to you and the Tigers as you continue your preparations and certainly in the game with Boise on Friday.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's John Herding, and this has been the Memorial Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.